to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom Chaverim. Hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. 20 years we're recording already, and we're still telling the Jewish truth about
20 years we've been recording already?
What's the Jewish thing? What, you didn't come from a Jewish household?
I know already. It's been, you know, it's a way to express it. But we have been recording 20 years of Messianic Minutes. We have been so blessed through the years to have the support and the prayers of people just like you who have tuned in, whether for a few shows or for years upon years. And if you're listening and a faithful listener or just a new listener to Messianic Minutes want to participate in this form of Jewish identification and understanding of Scripture and ultimately evangelism,
Amen.
You can get in touch with us through the website messianicminutes.com.
And if you don't already receive our newsletter, we don't send them every month by a long shot, but we get them out from time to time. If you want to get our newsletter, just sign up by sending us an email through our website, messianicminutes.com. Now, we're talking about the power of the spiritual imagery of water and especially flowing water in the Word of God. And we've gone through quite a few already, but let's go into the book of Ezekiel and look what God wrote in chapter 47, verse number 9.
And it shall be that every living thing that moves, wherever the rivers go, will live. There will be a very great multitude of fish because these waters go there. For they will be healed, and everything will live wherever the river goes.
Oh, glory to God. The river of water that represents the river of the spiritual water of God, what does it do? It brings healing and life. Look at that. Because these waters go there, for they will be healed. They meaning the fish or whatever living things, and everything will live wherever the river goes. Friends, wherever the Spirit of God is given room and accepted in the flow, you get caught up in the flow in the Spirit of God, there will be life.
Yeah, and we had read yesterday in Jeremiah 17:13, the fountain of living waters, the Machor Mayim Chayim, that picture of a fountain flowing forth, creating a river of life. And we know, Jeff, from the book of Revelation, that river of life flows from the throne of God.
It flows directly from God, who said of himself that he was Makor Mayim Chaim, the fountain of living waters. He refers to himself that way. Well, if he refers to himself that way, shouldn't we be calling him that too?
Well,
Lord, the fountain of living waters.
I think we could do that. Saying Machor Mayim Chayim might be tougher for us, but saying Yeshua, Jesus, you're our Messiah, you are the fountain of living waters. And you know what I think he would say to us? He would say, yes, I am the fountain of living water, but out of your bellies will flow fountains of living water.
Oh, man, because of course he said that. That's why it's a pretty good guess that he would say that because it's documented. That's way to go, Ted.
Thank you.
But the thing is, friends, is get this concept. Now, think about it for a minute. If you could go to who was it, the explorer Ponce de Leon that was looking for the fountain of youth in Florida when he came from Spain? He was looking for the fountain. The idea that we're going to find this fountain where you can jump in and get life and get healed, right?
But such and live forever.
And such a fountain already existed, but not in the physical realm.
No, in the spiritual, the fountain of new life, the fountain of forever life, of everlasting life, is the person of Yeshua, Jesus, our Messiah.
The fountain of wherever the rivers go, there will be life.
And that river goes wherever believers go, because out of our bellies flow living water. Wherever we go, we take that living water with us. We bring life to those who are thirsty and in need of the Spirit of the living God.
Yes, and friends, you can't listen. And for those of you, I don't care which candidate won and which candidate lost, which was your favorite or not your favorite, but if you have any questions about what happened in this election, let's apply rivers of living water to our nation and pray for our elected officials that they will do God's will and will be bringing life to our nation.
We're Messianic Minutes. We'd love to hear from you. MessianicMinutes.com.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mashiachenu.
May the Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.